Don't tell me it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. A Medicare podcast that never wears a safety helmet. He knows that boys rule and girls drool. Medicare expert, Doug Jones.
Well, we just had a little glitch in our programming, but we're back. And I think I was talking about Drew McMillan's excellent TV show and the TV show's excellent website. So if you want to see what the fun is all about with powerboats, go to powerboattv.com and you can watch back episodes of the show. The show's been on about 10 years. Drew has been with them for probably the last year and a half. So any episode done in 2020 or 2021, you're going to see Drew McMillan as part of the festivities. Also, we're here because of my book, which is in its fourth edition right now, Medicare for the Lazy Man, Simplest and Easiest Guide Ever. It'll have a red 2021 on the cover of the book. So when you go to Amazon looking for a book, you can buy the print version for $8. You can buy the ebook or the Kindle version for $3.80. And you could buy the audio version. Don't know how much it's going to cost because they haven't put it on sale yet. They've had it for 3+ months and they have not even listed it for sale. I spent a ton of money to have my voice tweaked so that I sound even more mellifluous than I do right now. And I'm just waiting for that book to go on sale. And every time I write them, they say, oh yes, we understand that your request is about your book. So we'll talk to you when it's ready. Bye-bye. And so I just have to check every day. And some mornings I'm a little more emotional. There are tears running down my face when I see that the audiobook has not yet been reviewed and listed for sale on their website. So Amazon is really hurting me on this one. And it's hurting any of you that would rather have an audiobook. All I can do is tell you, hey, buy the regular book, the paperback, $8. If you want colorful illustrations instead of the black and white illustrations in the Amazon $8 paperback, you can go to Barnes and Noble and buy the $9 version, which has color illustrations in it. But anyway, also we would encourage you to send us your questions or your love notes to dbj@mlmmailbag.com. That is where all the emails go. And as I'm fond of saying, if you don't like the show, if you would prefer to spew hatred and venom, that's okay, because we're just going to twist your words around and make it sound like you're a big, big fan. And eventually we're going to make you sound like you're part of the family, like Steve and Becky and Dominic and some of our other listeners have become. And my favorite dial twister is staring at me as though I'm saying crazy things, and he's probably right. His name is Randy Carson. How are you, Randy?
I'm good. I did want to share something about that audiobook, though.
Please do.
I looked on the list of audiobooks at ACX that were being reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one in there called The Night Before Christmas. Do you think that's ever going to hit the shelves?
Well, let's see. Now, Christmas occurred, 2,000 years ago?
So yeah. And the guy that wrote that poem has been dead for a couple hundred.
Yeah, that was at least in the 1800s, I think that was written, maybe in the 1700s. So, yeah, that is a kind of a bleak piece of information that you've shared with me. Next time I'm going to turn my mic off, unless you have happy news.
The happy news is so when you write them every time, they say, yes, Mr. Jones, we realize we have a book.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
The people answering my plaintiff pleas are not the people in charge of or who know anything about what the problem is. And they don't really care, or they're ordered not to care. So anyway, I was talking about our MLMmailbag.com address. If you send one to dbj@mlmmailbag.com, it's likely to be read on our podcast. And it is also likely that I will come up with some kind of an answer. Typically what happens is I'll read a piece of correspondence from a person who has Medicare questions, and then I'll research answers to those questions, and then I will answer, and then I'll read the answer. So I'll read the questions and I'll read the answer, and everybody applauds and our listenership keeps growing. So that seems like it's been working in the past. However, this morning I got one that seems a little complex, so I thought I would read it before I have an answer and see if the thought process by which I address these questions makes any sort of entertainment at all, if it's worthwhile going through this on the when the microphone's open, then we'll see if it's interesting or not. So it's a little peek inside my brain. So this says, "Good morning, Doug." It's a woman named Jean, and she happens to live in North Carolina. She says, "First off, thank you for your marvelous, very informative book on Medicare 2021. She says, "I will be turning 65 this summer, and it was so helpful. I'm in a bit of a conundrum. I have an 86-year-old husband, and up until I turned 65, I've had regular medical insurance for both of us through my previous employer, American Airlines. Now, in addition, I used to have a supplement program, but they took it away this year. I don't know. Oh, okay. I think it was a program that used to be available to people who turned 65. She said they will be offering a Medicare Advantage program through United Healthcare. My dial twister just jumped when he saw that. He's going, no, don't do it. Anyway, it's got a $7 Part D, she says, when she turns 65 for both her and her husband. The program has a $1,000 max out-of-pocket deductible. A max out-of-pocket is different than a deductible and can be used all over the U.S. due to American Airlines being all over the U.S. I live in North Carolina. I'm a very healthy female with no meds." Now, she goes on to say, "I have contacted an insurance agent, and you were right. He was pushing the Blue Cross Blue Shield free Medicare Advantage program with free drug coverage with a $4,700 yearly maximum out of pocket. He discouraged Medicare supplement plans due to the monthly cost versus the Medicare Advantage cost. I contacted another insurance person and specifically requested high deductible Plan G. And I was offered one through Blue Cross Blue Shield for $38 a month for me and $47 a month for my husband." Woohoo! That's a direct quote, ladies and gentlemen. "Although the American Airlines United Healthcare insurance plan looks enticing, I know that I should choose the high deductible Plan G based on your book. But I have several issues that need your input." And she says, "Question number one, since my husband is 86 in pretty good health and takes only one drug, a very cheap one, but he faces some mobility challenges, is the high deductible Plan G the best solution for him? Question number two, plus my husband never signed up for Part D. Do we bite the bullet and sign him up for Part D and pay the penalty, or wing it, since we've been lucky so far? And number three, should I look into other high deductible Plan G plans from other carriers?" She said, "I appreciate your time and advice. Thank you again from a very grateful reader." So it's wonderful that she has such a high opinion of my book. I'm very pleased. It justifies getting up in the morning when you can read wonderful accolades like this. But in between the accolades, she's facing a few situations that are exactly why insurance was designed. She is a relatively youthful 65-year-old with a good, solid medical history and no drugs, and probably has a bright future not having to hang around doctor's offices. However, she is married to someone who's 20 years older, and who is closer to the age where bad things can happen to us. He is certainly much older than I am, much older than Randy is. And frankly, he is a lot older than all of my male ancestors who dropped dead in their 40s, 50s, actually mostly 50s, and age up to age 67 is the oldest one I know of. So there's a risk at her husband's age. There's always a higher risk of needing medical assistance more frequently. And that medical assistance costs money. It doesn't come for free. That's why we have insurance. So I'm going to do a few things when I get off the air today. I'm going to construct a response to her questions. One of the things I'm going to do, knowing that she lives in North Carolina, knowing that that state probably has only one rate area for most insurance companies, I'm going to do some quick quotes to see whether the regular plan G for her husband and the high deductible plan G makes sense. Because it might be that the high deductible G with a lower premium would save them so much money that there would be almost no additional risk involved by going with the high deductible plan G rather than the regular plan G. So I'm going to work some calculations on that. And secondly, I'm going to look in my book and see what the table is for the late enrollment penalty on Part D. For his drug plan. He takes one drug that she says is very inexpensive. If he qualifies for the least expensive plan, and that turns out to be an Aetna plan that I sell to a lot of people, then that plan costs $7.50, $7.30 a month, and it will be, there's some copay probably for the drug, maybe a couple of bucks, but then there's going to be that late enrollment penalty that will dog them for the rest of their lives. So I've got to go back and see how much the late enrollment penalty would cost them so they can make a decision as to whether to jump in now and pay that, because the risk is higher at age 86 that he's going to need more expensive drugs as time goes by. There's also the risk that he could just go to sleep and not wake up. That's the way many of my relatives have died. And that's kind of the way I want to go too, but there's no guarantee. So this is why we have insurance, but you don't want to spend too much for insurance. If you can share the risk with the insurance company, then you will probably have more bang for your buck. You'll probably have a more cost-effective insurance program if you share some of the risk with the insurance company, because it won't cost you so much out of pocket. And if the worst should happen, your losses are limited. Your downside risk is limited. So I'm going to find out what that Part D late enrollment penalty is. And then I'm going to, she also asked if she should look into high deductible plan G plans from other carriers. I'm going to suggest that I never would discourage her from looking at other opportunities if that's what she wants to do. But I'm going to say my services are yours. Here are the companies that I use in North Carolina. Here is the spread of premiums for the insurance plans that I offer. And it may be that you don't have to go anywhere else, but this is up to her. And then I'm going to sneak up behind her and whack her in the head with that baseball bat that I like to carry around, because I think I can persuade her to leave a short customer review on Amazon so that in a short period of time, you will be reading her name next to a customer review that says that my book was pretty good and helped her out a lot. Well, that's what I'm hoping to read anyway. So that's kind of what I do when I read a letter from somebody who sent it in. I need to know more facts than they offer typically in the letter. It's rare that they are as thorough in their questions as I need. So I'll have to ask her some questions, but that's the way these things come to me. I have a letter also that I got late last night from a valued client of mine who lives in California. And like many people in California, he's packing up. So he said, I've had it with this place, and he is going to move to Missouri. His wife's family lives in Missouri. And so I got a letter from a valued client of mine who lives in California This came in last night, and he is packing his stuff, and he's packing his wife's stuff. Maybe she's doing the packing. The whole idea is that they've given up on California. They're moving to Missouri to be close to his wife's family. And he wants to know what has to be done with their current, his current Medicare supplement plan. And I told him he had forgotten this. His supplement plan is good everywhere in the U.S. But he's also saying, you know something, I'm not happy with the supplement that I have. And I don't know why. So I'm going to have to ask him why he's not happy. And he's going to say, he also said, what is my wife's likelihood of getting a Medicare supplement sold by you in Missouri? And I don't know what her date of birth is, so I don't know when this would occur. So I have to find out a few things from him. Once again, almost every time somebody writes me, the need for information stops me from an immediate answer until I can either put a questionnaire in their hands or ask them specifics about their situation. And then I can come back and construct an answer that makes sense. So it's fun to get correspondence. It's kind of time consuming. What I'm going to try to do eventually is to make paragraphs that answer different questions. And I can tell somebody, I'll hire somebody and they can sit on my lap and I can say, hey, use paragraph 18, paragraph 22, and throw in paragraph 80 for this person and send it out to them. And then she'll say, ooh, did I say she? This person will then follow my every order and we'll both be happy at the end of the day. Didn't have to work too hard. Had somebody cute sitting on my lap and the correspondent received an answer within one day. That's always my goal. Anyway, enough of my foolishness, Randy. I think we should have probably passed our usefulness by now, huh?
I do have a couple questions. I think I know the answer, but you know how my mind works. It's just, oh, what about my whole life is what about this?
Yes, yes. And someday I'd like to see an X-ray of your head to see what goes on in that squirrel cage.
So back, you know, there's a squirrel cage jail in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Do you know that?
I did not know that, but there's good to know.
All of you in the podcast audience, go to the internet and look up Council Bluffs, Iowa squirrel cage jail. There's that's the only one in the United States that was ever built that way. But anyway, long story short is I do have a question.
Ask away.
Back in that previous letter you were reviewing with us, is it possible that a wife and a husband could, one could have a regular G and the other one, a spouse could have a high G?
No, not only possible, it is probably, it makes sense because in the Medicare world, everybody is an individual. You okay. don't have dependent coverage like you would if you were working for a large company. You don't have to share. In fact, your Medicare supplement plan should be from a different company than your drug plan, most likely. The odds are long that it's going to be from a different company. And so, yep, what you've asked makes perfect sense, and that's the way it happens.
Did you see, you know, when you mentioned something about an Advantage plan, I just about fell off my office chair.
I saw that you were grabbing things, but I didn't know if you were extraordinarily busy.
I was grabbing for my oxygen tank. Oh, man, these people just need to listen to Doug. No Advantage plans.
Well, this woman does listen, or at least reads, and she knows that Advantage is probably not a good idea for her. And I have to reinforce the fact that a Medicare supplement gives her freedom of choice. The other thing she mentioned about the Advantage plan was she spotted the out-of-pocket limit of $4,700 very quickly.
That's, you got to have big pockets for that.
Absolutely, because what did we find out about the 2021 Medicare Advantage plans? The upper limit is $11,300 this year. Not all plans are going to charge that, but that's what a plan could charge you. If you want a Medicare Advantage plan, you better ask what their out-of-pocket limit is.
And that's annual, right? I mean, you could get hit for the 11 grand every year.
Absolutely right. And frankly, your Medicare high deductible or high value plan G, your out-of-pocket there is going to be much, much less. It's going to be like a grand, and that's only if the worst happens.
Yeah. So I have another clarification question.
Ask away.
So the woman also said, should I go hunt? Would it be valuable mm-hmm. for me to go reviewing and hunting for other plans? Now, yeah. if I understand high G, high F, whatever, you know, whatever's available to you, doesn't matter where you go, whether it's Bill's insurance or Susie's insurance, if you get a high G, it's a high G. Now, the the cost may be different.
Right.
So really all you're hunting for is the premium.
Very good. The premium, plus you may love a company. You know, you're from Omaha.
Yeah.
Well, you actually are from somewhere else, but you lived in Omaha for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know that Mutual of Omaha is a company that, oh, boy, those crickets are.
Oh, the crickets are getting us.
So you know Mutual of Omaha inside and out, probably, just having been in the same town, and they've got a big presence there. Well, you may love Mutual of Omaha, and you may say, you know, that's not the cheapest, but the benefits are identical. This other company is something, you know, I don't have an affinity for, so I'll take Mutual of Omaha just because I have the warm fuzzies for them.
Right.
If the John Hancock were in the Medicare supplement game, then I would probably choose them, even if they were more expensive, because I've got the warm fuzzies for the John Hancock. My family started with the John Hancock 101 years ago, and I stayed with them as long as they sold health insurance. And then they stopped selling health insurance, and then a few years later, they actually started selling it again, and I came back to them. And then they stopped shortly after that. They were very confused.
Doug's back. Let's quit the business again.
Well, I had an HR guy call me. They laid off about 500 people. I had an HR guy call me and say, wait a minute. You've been with the company 6 months and you've got 9 years of retirement credits here.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
How did you scam our system? And I said, I didn't scam it. I was slave labor for years. And that's what the payoff is. But the whole thing is, you are absolutely right about that.
So in reality, the fact of the matter is, if you don't have a warm fuzzy for any particular company, it's all about the money.
It's all about the money. And it's all about how will the company treat future rate increases. Are they going to come in at an artificially low rate? And then once you're their client, will you be too lazy to look around if their rates go up faster than they should? Now, that's hard for the layman to figure out. So what I've done is I've found a company that typically has very low rates that also has very low overhead, and they have extraordinary rate stability on high deductible plans. What they do is they don't spend a lot of money advertising. They don't spend a lot of money, whining and dining people and so forth and so on. They try to stick to the basics, and therefore they don't have the need to raise the rates very quickly. And in many states, they have lowered their high deductible plan rates. So this particular company that I use, I'm confident, and I can tell clients with confidence that their goal is to have rate stability, whereas other companies may come in with a really low attractive rate, but once you're there, inertia takes over, and you don't feel like doing any more work. I did it. I made my Medicare decisions, but they're going to raise those rates, ratchet them up year by year until they recapture the loss that they took getting you in the door.
So I have not a question necessarily, but so if you were willing to, you know, look at the system, look at the rate structure, look at the increases, you know, mm-hmm. every year, that information is certainly available.
Yeah.
And if it amuses you to look at that kind of stuff, so be it. But you were saying if you're looking for a company that, you know, is very conservative about their expenses, you know, blah, blah, blah,
right.
The rate structure doesn't go up all that quick. There's another fellow in Omaha that you might know, the billionaire.
I've heard of him.
Yes.
I've heard of him.
Yes, he lives in Omaha. And so if he ever asks you to Omaha to like a business dinner, you know where you're going to end up, don't you?
Arby's?
Dairy Queen.
Oh, Dairy Queen. Well, I don't have a problem with that. Give me a chocolate milkshake from Dairy Queen. I'm a happy camper.
He owns Dairy Queen, most of it. So
I didn't know that.
He likes to, patronize his own stuff. But long story short, is I appreciate a company that's a good steward of their expenses.
Yeah. And frankly, I think he's on the right track there. He does have some other political leanings that I don't comport with, but when it comes to his own bread and butter, or his own checkbook, he's kind of a good steward of his resources. And so that would be something to follow. Something to emulate.
Absolutely. So anyway, we need to thank our audience. We have
thank you, audience.
We have spent our gas supply in the plane.
And now we're ready to coast in for a landing. Hopefully we're soft and comfortable.
We're gliding. We're gliding now. So we need to put down the flaps so it'll increase the lift on the wings before we get to the airport.
Well, buckle up because it could be a bumpy landing. But anyway,
a bumpy landing.
Thank you. Go to Amazon.com if you want to buy the paperback for $8, the Kindle version for less than $4. Go to BarnesandNoble.com if you want to buy the paperback with the pretty colorful illustrations inside. And if you want to contact us, dbj@mlmmailbag.com would be the place to do that.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We're going to cut you loose. We appreciate the time. We appreciate the attention, and we will catch you next time.
Bye-bye.